Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Apple's iPad has been the hottest technology product of the year, and according to Apple CEO Steve Jobs, it's the most important thing he's ever done. And a New Zealand company, Kiwa Media, is winning friends and business partners like Penguin New Zealand with a kids' book reader for the iPad called QBook. Kiwa's Vice President, Roger Shakes, is with us now to talk about it. Roger, yours isn't the only e-book reader available for the iPad already. What makes QBooks different?
Well, QBook has been designed with publishers specifically for children's picture books and children's chapter books and first readers. And in essence, what makes it different is a number of features. The swipe to read, where when you touch a word, the word will speak back to you. And if you double tap, it will spell the word. So those kind of interactive features are absolutely crucial to the way in which QBook works.
Kids simply run their fingers over the text to hear it read aloud.
Sebastian. S-E-B-A-S-T.
And they could even record their parents' voice or own voice into the book.
And kids, I've noticed kids just playing with you know, the few iPads that arrived here, they take to that really quickly, don't they? These are very natural ways of interacting for kids.
Everything within the Apple environment, if you like, is done to be intuitive. And we've designed QBook to be intuitive. There are no instructions as such. You just simply touch it, feel it, engage with it, and eventually you'll work out what works and what doesn't work and the breadth and depth of what you can do within each particular book.
Are you an Apple guy from way back?
I'm not, actually. I mean, you know, I've always been an Apple lover because of the design features and the touch and the feel and the sort of sexiness of it. But in essence, you know, I'll use any machine that's available, if it's PC, Dell, whatever. You know, if it offers me the features and functions that I need to serve the purpose, then I'll use it. In this particular case, you know, we believe the iPad, particularly when you're looking at education further down the line, is going to be a real device of choice within personal use, but also within the educational environment.
There's a lot of people obviously developing, iPad features and iPad apps and iPhone apps. How do you find working within a closed system like this, you know, having to jump through Apple's hoops and not having access to certain things? Was it difficult?
Well, Apple do have this kind of closed sort of mentality, but once you're in, you're in. And we've obviously got great developers who have worked within the Apple code. And we've now even developed a relationship with Apple as a company, with Apple Asia out of Sydney. And that's just enabled us to expand our knowledge and experience with them as a company.
Did you have to prove yourself to get that relationship? Because Apple seems to, a lot of cases with developers, they just don't even talk to them.
I think you have to have something that's unique. You have to have something that's of value that will help them make their device, if you like, even more compelling. And I think with QBook and the software that we've developed is something that they recognise as a potential format globally for children's books.
Is the multiple language support a real key feature for you? Because you showed it before we started talking. It is impressive.
Each QBook contains the story in multiple languages. So it's a valuable tool for anyone learning a second language.
Yeah, languages, you know, as a company, we've been working with languages for many, many years, and we're not scared of that. And when you look at a global opportunity, if you can localize the content into the language, the localized language, you're going to expand the market for your publishers. But also, you're going to get a richer experience within each book.
But this, of course, is not the way that publishing is used to working. It's a business of territories, and this is, by definition, international. Has that been difficult to negotiate?
I think the publishers are still working on that. But in essence, they recognize now that they have to deal direct with consumers. And so, you know, the retail model will still exist and will still be there. But within the digital environment, they now have to negotiate how they manage that licensing agreements with their authors. Because essentially when a consumer goes to buy a content, they're going to one place and they'll be buying one file. And that just means that you're now producing something that has a global offering.
These deals that you have with the publishers, such as Penguin, I presume that it's as restrictive on them as it is that they can't sign up with a bunch of other children's reader application developers?
No, we're not bothered. We're not challenged by that. You know, we're offering them at this stage a non-exclusive arrangement, okay, which allows them to go and work with anyone else. The truth is, ours is the most compelling, and ours will be the format of choice.
How successful is it already?
It is. It's very successful. You know, we've got some books up in the store, and both for the iPad and the iPhone and iPod Touch, and they're already making sales. What's really interesting is where those sales are coming from. We're now spreading that across 40 countries. So for a publisher in New Zealand to now have access to 40 different countries is a real opportunity for them.
And so that iTunes marketplace clearly is working for you.
It is. I mean, Apple have designed a distribution system that's really elegant. You know, it's elegant for the user because they just upload a credit card and then they purchase whatever they need. It's great for us as developers because we have access to those markets through a system that is really easy to manage and negotiate.
Of course, there are other iPad and iPhone developers in New Zealand. Do you guys get together and talk?
I think there is talk of us sort of coming together in a kind of informal way, which I think would be healthy for the industry generally, because there is no set Apple development school here that you can go to and learn the code. Most of it is done by people who are really engaged in that environment. So I think it's something that will certainly happen and emerge over the weeks and months ahead.
It seems to me that there's a much lower bar in a way for people to jump in and become Apple, app developers than, say, traditional software people that are putting out box software that would be sold in a shop. You know, is that true?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about what Apple have done with the introduction of the iPhone and then the applications that are available on those platforms. You know, individual developers can create content and have it available for the world. And what you'll see in the next kind of 6 to 9 months is a kind of consolidation of those developers working either together or in collaboration to, if you like, have a more structured corporate kind of entity that allows them to do bigger, better, more complicated activity.
So do you think, ironically, perhaps you'll end up with a situation where it'll end up mimicking the old model of massive big software houses?
No, I'd more like probably akin to the music industry, where you have, you know, big players, but within those big players there are smaller independents that are kind of aligned to them.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, I think, the kind of way I think it would go.
Are you looking at bringing on, you know, some of the best loved New Zealand classic children's stories, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. You know, I'd almost guarantee, although you can never give guarantees, but, you know, I would strongly suggest that by Christmas you'll be seeing some of the biggest names, sort of the biggest book brands available in print and in the digital form through QBook.
A well-known hairy dog, perhaps?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, there's no doubt that I would love to see a title like Harry McCleary going global, because I think it's good news for us as a business, but it's also putting New Zealand on the map, because obviously the technology that we've created is New Zealand-owned, and it's an opportunity for us as a company and the publisher to show what New Zealand can do.
Given your level of commitment, you're clearly a believer in the iPad as a platform.
I think so. I think, you know, not just iPad. I think you'll see a whole range of tablet devices with different operating systems come into the market. But without doubt, Apple have certainly led the way in terms of establishing the format, if you like, that will be the one that everyone will be looking to knock over. But us as content developers, you know, we're delivering content to a range of devices. The iPad just happens to be the one that's leading at the moment.
If you were doing it for a more open system, like we were talking before about the iPad being a closed system, if you were developing for a PC-based tablet, would that create more problems in terms of intellectual property rights for the authors and so forth?
I think the publishers would find that difficult, because for them, what they're looking for is a way to manage their content, protect their IP, and give the consumers a good experience. If it's open and you're getting this copy in and a breakdown, then you're going to devalue potentially your biggest brands.
How long do you think it will be before we see authors actually, you know, name authors actually writing for the iPad?
Not long. Not long. I mean, you know, we're working with one Australian author at the moment who's a very popular children's writer, and he's got one particular title that he's working directly with us. So you may begin to see, if the publishers don't move quick enough, you may begin to see authors moving directly to companies like our own, to get their product in the marketplace. We've seen that with Jamie Oliver already. He's moved away from traditional publishers and gone directly to a developer, and his application has been quite successful.
Do you think, as that happens, you're going to be changing the way that we see books, we read books, the interactivity, those sorts of things will be? I mean, it's like the difference between making a movie in 3D and converting a movie to 3D, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't. If you think about it, we're all experiencing screens. You know, we're sitting here at the moment and everyone, you know, has access to a screen. And young people will be no different, you know. They're going to get their hands on the tools that help them create content further down the line. And that will all be done on a screen. So, my prediction is that you'll see more and more of this kind of content. But also you'll see the producers of that content taking hold of it from a lower base.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And you can find out more about Kiwa Media and its products at kiwamedia.com. After the break, C42 and Kerry Marks.